Blog Talk Radio.
With Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Greetings and welcome. Welcome to Through the Looking Glass with Siege. I'm your host tonight. My name is Reverend Gary C. Heron. I'm also known as Siege. It's nice to have you here with me. I'm here down in Wayne National Forest, way in southeastern Ohio, and I'm in a little hovel, and I'm looking out at the forest and the hills, and I'm sort of settling back, and I'm going to talk to you all tonight about scrying or crystal gazing a little bit, maybe share some wisdom with you, and I'm going to do some popcorn readings. I want you to call in and ask me one question, and I'll give you that reading. And I'm here with my co-host tonight, Iggy Garcia. Iggy, are you there?
I am here, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. It's a wonderful evening. I'm looking forward to doing some readings tonight.
Awesome. And there's a lot of people online, so it's going to be a good night.
That's good. That's good. Hey, I wanted also to throw out that I'm going to be at ULE Center next month, and I'm going to be doing this class on crystal gazing and scrying. And so stay tuned to shamanwitch.com for updates on that. Sure, I'll be on Facebook for those of you that know me on Facebook, and I'll be able to teach that class if you'd be interested in learning more about crystal gazing and scrying. So, Iggy, have you ever crystal gazed any?
Actually, sort of.
Okay.
I have several different things that I look into and kind of pull something things out of it, and I just actually got a new crystal. It's a cat's eyes.
Uh-huh.
My friend Adriana got me when she was on her trip, and I've been using
wonderful.
It pretty good. It's beautiful. But not like a crystal ball like yours, though. I have a ball. It's like a glass ball.
Uh-huh.
It's a blown piece of glass that I use sometimes from time to time.
Okay. You know, it really is about not so much about the ball. I use both the ball and my mind, and it really does come down to the mind and where you're going inside of your mind in order to be intuitive, clairvoyant, you know, depending on your skills and your strengths, you know, it's like that's a good practice to do. You know, you're reaching out from way inside of you in the mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, so don't waste it, folks. Because when you get right down to it, we create our reality with our minds. And if
yes.
you're doing it deliberately, then, hey, you're in charge of your life, you know, well-being. Well-being.
That's a good question, Gary. I mean, how do you do it deliberately? I'm curious about that.
Okay. I think what it is you just have to have a different kind of attitude that going to live in an easy world and everything is easy. And I'm putting that out in front of me all the time. All the time I'm deliberately sensing these feelings, you know, inside of me. It's like, this is going to be a great day. And you know what? I go out and have a great day. I'm deliberately saying, you know, this is the mood that I want to be in today. And taking full charge of my life. And by doing that, you're magnetizing those good thoughts to you more and more. Okay? It's, you're putting that out in front of you, and that's what you run into, a good life.
Makes sense.
That's my slant on everything. So.
Right.
As I stare out at the mountains here, you know, at the hills, in the woods. So, all right. Any questions about crystal gazing that you'd like to ask?
Maybe as you're describing it and explaining it a little bit, I might have an answer or a question in between there. So,
yeah,
fire away.
I think what I do is look into the ball. I see images way back inside the ball or on the surface. Sometimes the surface is different colors and shapes and all sorts of things down there. And as I stare down into the ball, I was almost looking through it rather than into it. I get impressions in my own mind as well as images coming up in the ball. And so that's where I'm pulling from. And it's all, before I come on the phone, I did some prayers. I smudged everything, so everything's ready to go. And I'll tell you what, I'm getting pretty ready for the next caller.
All right. You tell me when you want to go.
Okay, right now.
Right now, okay.
Right now.
There we go. Caller, when we bring you online, just say your name, and then Gary will take it from there.
Hello,
good afternoon. My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Great.
Good, good. What can I do for you? What's your question? I've got the ball here. I'm warming it up, and I'm looking into it, and everything's nice and quiet, and I can pay full attention to you. So what's your question?
Good deal. I'm starting a job driving over the road in 13 days.
All right.
And I'd like to know how that's going to work out for me.
All right. Let me just trance down here just a bit here as I turn the ball in my hand. Okay. It's almost like you're being pushed from behind on this. It's like something that you set it in motion, and other forces came in to play with that, and they're sort of pushing you along. Everything ahead is pretty clear, but there's a whole lot of stuff in the background almost pushing you, and it's not all bad or anything like that. It's just you're being sort of guided. You're being pushed into different life experiences here, and I think this is a good one. It's clear on the other side of the ball, very clear. So I think it'll be a good experience for you.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I initiated it, and as soon as I did with the last full moon, it just took off. I got a return phone call, and one thing led to the other, and now I'm just waiting.
Is this a distance of travel? I mean,
yes,
within state?
I'll have to go to another state to do 3 days training and then leave from there,
okay.
And then it'll be interstate truck driving.
What I saw was a vehicle, okay, on that clear side of the ball, and you driving, okay, almost like you're going to have to go to a destination in order to do this. It'll be like your hub or something like that, but this whole
yes.
thing behind you is sort of pushing you along. The energies are going, pushing you into it, okay? But I see you driving.
Good deal.
Okay. It looks clear, dude. It looks clear ahead. Just be cool, you know.
Excellent.
That'll be good. Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you very much, Tom.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like doing readings. You know, once I get in that trance state, then it tends to flow. And that's the feelings that I can put out to people that want to learn about scrying. It's a combination of your thinking and feeling, and more so your feelings on things.
So when someone's asking the universe for a direction, do you have any advice in the sense of like maybe how you would approach the universe? I mean, some people just go kind of haphazardly and they don't really know what they're asking for. Any
mm-hmm.
suggestions on that?
Yeah, you have to really get specific about what you want, and then I would pull in any kind of deities, angels, whatever your beliefs are, whatever you believe in the most. You know, it may be shamanic forces, maybe if you believe in witchcraft, magic, you know, whatever. You have to really believe so much that you know that this mm-hmm. is, you know, my path, and this is the things that I need to do. You come to a knowing.
Right. Okay. Very good. Ready?
All right. Next caller.
All right. Skype number.
Hello.
Hello. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Dee, and I want to know if I'm going to be able to move out of state.
Okay. Just give me a moment, Dee.
Okay.
I'm going to stare into the ball here, and I'm turning the ball in my hand. Okay. I think you have to go wherever you're going to go, you're going to go with love. That's the main thing, right up front. And
okay.
The reason I'm saying that is because there's a covering over top of the ball, and then in the upper right-hand corner there's a heart. So whatever you do, you're going to have to do it with love. And always keep that to the forefront wherever you go. As far as moving out of state, I see you making a decision here coming pretty soon. and it's going to be a choice of two different paths. Either path is a good one. There's nothing in a ball behind that. Okay, it's clear all the way down through. Here again, it's like the last gentleman, you're sort of being pushed along too, but it's not quite as intense. Okay, they're just telling you there is a couple ways that they're going to be presented to you here, and it will take you distant places. So if your question is, am I going to move out of state? Strong possibility, yeah. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
But go with love, huh? And you're going to just watch for that decision. You're going to see it's going to fork.
Wow. That's cool.
Okay. I hope I helped you, Dee.
Okay. It did. Thank you.
Oh, blessed be. Bye-bye.
Very good.
Yeah. Very nice reading. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Good. So far, so good. I mean, ready, my friend? Here we go.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, this is Siege.
Hi, my name is Carla. Were you on the TV show Little Women of L.A.?
No, I'm afraid I wasn't.
Oh my God, you look like the person that was doing the readings in New Orleans.
Hi.
I thought, wow, I got him on the phone. But still the same.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Carla, what can I help you with?
About my career. I work for myself. Do you see it staying the way it is, or do you see it picking up more and go maybe staying in the same direction or going into a different direction or what?
All right. Okay. The winds of change are upon you. And there is a lot of stuff that is going on with you right now. And you're looking back over the things that you have accomplished and the figure of you, and they're telling me this is you. You're looking back at all the accomplishments and stuff in order to turn and go on into the future. And it really is a good thing for you to do, to gather up all your forces, if that makes sense, and put them in the center of yourself. Okay, what have I done? How have I grown? Okay, what kind of a woman am I now? You know, compared to maybe 5 years ago or something like that. But anyway, you suck that all into your being, and you really stand in your own power, if that makes sense to you, and you sort of collect all that, and now you're going to make a turn. And I don't see anything, obstructions or anything like that. It's just the journey continues. But it's almost like a marking in your life where you're doing that. You're sort of gathering yourself up in order to turn and go on. And I don't see an obstruction, so I think it would. Your way ahead is pretty smooth.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope I've helped you. I'll call it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Blessed be.
You too.
So, Gary, do you sometimes feel like you can do readings better in certain times of the day or like? Like right now, there's like a storm coming in right now. Do you feel like more connected, you know, with according to the weather, or is this pretty much you can open up pretty much anytime you feel?
It's here again. It's that deliberateness, okay? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I go by the weather. Sometimes I got my down days, you know, like everybody else. Or sunny days are a delight, you know. I look forward to some sunny days to start reading this crystal out in direct sunlight. I have not attempted that yet, and I want to do that. And it's like, because when I first picked up the crystal, it was like, okay, you know, I should be able to do this anytime.
Right.
By my sheer will, in order to go into the ball, be intuitive, clairvoyant, whatever, I should be able to do that at will, and I do that, okay? Where it's going to lead me, I have no idea, you know, but it's like I speak truth from my heart, and what, you know, I'm in trance and whatever, and what
right.
I see, and
everything,
so.
Good.
Did I get off topic there? Did I answer your question?
You answered my question. I was just always curious. You know, I know I've run into other readers who, you know, they have to have certain kind of patterns or certain kind of feel, how they're feeling.
Yeah.
So,
I like the idea. I will do a private reading for someone if they want it at midnight, you know, in a darkened room with just a candlelight in there. I would be more than happy to do that. You know, I look forward to doing some readings like that for clients. I have not had anybody approach me on that one yet. So,
You might get one after this. After this,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. You got another caller?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to let everybody know to where you can find Gary is at shamanwitch.com. I'll put that on the chat room. And the call-in number is 646-595-3440. And here we go with the next caller.
Hello, caller. Anybody there? Hello, caller.
Yes, I'm here.
This is Siege. How are you?
Hi, Siege. I'm well.
Good, good. What's your name, hon?
My name is Brittany.
Brittany? Nice
yeah.
to hear from you. What's
Thanks.
Going on in your minds tonight?
Okay, so I am in need of some immediate financial assistance, and there's two gentlemen in my life whom have the resources to help me.
Mm-hmm.
One is older than me, and one is younger than me, and I wanted to know what you see around them in this situation.
Okay, just give me a moment here. Think about your question. Wow. Boy, the ball is really, really cloudy right now. This is really troubling you here.
Yeah.
I think there's some different avenues, but boy, they're really strange avenues, and I wouldn't even want to call them avenues that I'm looking at here.
Hmm.
It's, your question is intriguing. Because I'm turning the ball and there's nothing to say and stop. This is it. Give me one more moment.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
Okay. All right. It's almost like you have to charge through things. I'm looking way back down into the ball. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I want you to know that up front. But it's almost like you're sort of floating down into that color, that light, and it's going to take a while for you to get out of this situation. Now, as to the two gentlemen that you were talking about, one's a bad boy, but he does like to have fun, and the other one is very shadowed and mystery a little bit. You don't quite know about him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, but you're looking forward, okay, and I think it's a matter of not so much picking and choosing. It's like, who wants to help me here? Because I need
right.
help.
Right.
You know, just for the time being, just rely on both of them. Say I could use a hand or whatever, rely on both of them, and I think it'll be clearer later on. But they're not showing me anything other than just these two gentlemen on either side of you. The upper one has more color, and that's the one I said, you know, he's kind of a bad boy, but he likes to have fun. And the other one's very clouded and kind of, like you said, older or, you know, a little more mysterious. Okay, but you're definitely looking forward. So for the time being, just have friends for both of them, you know, be friends for both of them.
Okay. I was leery about asking one of them because I know that he's romantically interested in me.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
Just go about and say, if you need help, well, ask, you know, but say, you
right.
just make it clear, you know, it's like, okay, this is just friendship going on here, you know. And,
right.
And let it be at that, you know. So, and you'll decide later on if you want to pursue that, you know, but not for right now. It's just go steady and, you know, if you need help off of either one of them, just ask for it. And
okay.
You'll get rewarded, I think. Okay?
I'm good. Thank you.
I hope I helped you, Brittany.
Yes,
this was a tough question.
I see
what you're into. Yeah, okay. Well, blessed be ahead.
Blessed be.
Bye-bye.
I had some folks ask in the chat room if they could ask a question.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know if that was okay. Wasn't sure if that was appropriate. So those of you who are in the chat room and you have a question for Gary, let me know. Type it in, then I'll just relay the message to him. If you don't want to chat, type it in. You can actually send me a private chat message, and then I can read it from there. So you can be anonymous at that point, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go.
Hello. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi, Steve. This is Pierre. How are you?
Great. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling in tonight to find out about my career. Now, currently, I work as a nail technician in someone else's salon,
mm-hmm.
working with a young lady. So I wanted to know, do you see in the ball me opening up my own nail salon anytime soon?
Okay. It's Tier? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Tier or Tiara.
Tiara, okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. Let me take a couple breaths here and get in the trance a little bit. Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to sort of stand your ground, like. Raise yourself up to say, okay, this is what I want to do with my life, or this is the direction I want to go into, and then start taking some baby steps. And I see the baby steps back there. Okay. You're going to be talking with some gentlemen, maybe about some kind of support or assistance of some kind. And they're right around you right now, so look close, okay? Just be aware of there's people that you can talk to, especially men, about raising you up a little bit, helping you out. But it's almost like you have to stand up too, you know, and say, okay, this is the direction that I want to go. You have creative forces right over your head, just behind you, so they're sort of shoving you along a little bit. They're sort of protecting you, sheltering you, so on and so forth, while you go through these dances of life. If that makes sense, okay. But I think you can do that. I think you can have your own salon. It's a matter of how bad do I want it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like you come to a point and say, you know what, I'm going to decide. And that's it. You decide.
Yeah.
And you make it happen. You just take baby steps. I remember what I said. I saw the baby steps way down in there. So take baby steps and be aware of people that you can around you that can help you up a little bit. Even if it's just a small, you know, can you run me over to so and so's house so I can drop off whatever. You know, don't be afraid to ask people for help, especially men. Okay.
They'll
help you out a lot. All right.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
You did. Thank
Blessed
you.
Blessed be.
Bye bye.
All right, let's take a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Good, I'll burn some sage.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. You are tuned in to WithInsightsRadio.com through the Looking Glass with Gary Herring. Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. And we are back.
We are back. So I wanted to talk a little bit tonight, too, about the subject of scrying. It's spelled S-C-R-Y-I-N-G. And basically when I'm crystal gazing, I'm doing the art of scrying. Now, scrying, you can use all different kinds of modalities to scry in or use as a speculum, okay? You're like spectacles you're looking into. And there's all sorts of things that you can use besides a crystal. Scrying can be done in a bowl of water or a stream that's flowing by. You can scry in the clouds. You can scry in the dirt. Take a picture frame like I have on occasion and toss it out there in the woods and then walk over and see what's in the sticks and twigs and leaves. You see things, mm-hmm. you know, little shapes and images and stuff. So these are all forms of scrying. So I wanted to throw that little bit of information out to you, and I'll be teaching that class at ULE Center coming up next month, so I'll be posting the date here pretty soon.
Nice.
Any questions from the peanut gallery over there, Iggy?
Let's see. Let's check the peanut gallery over here. they're all just waving their hands, and then they're just kind of hanging in there right now, listening to the
smiley
show.
Smiley faces and hearts. Okay.
Yep. They're just doing their thing. Two different kinds of groups there. Gotta love both.
Is there any more callers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cruise right along. Here we go.
All right. Good evening. This is Siege.
Hey, Siege.
Hi.
Hello, Peanut Gallery. How y'all doing out there? Anyway,
who am I talking to?
My name is Keisha from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to know, do you see me moving or do you see me staying in this area and finishing up school?
Okay. Just give me one moment here. Let me take a breath or two and get in a trance. Keisha. Boy, I'll tell you, Keisha, it's tough right now. As I turn the ball here, I'm looking for images, and there's a lot of chaos going on. It's almost like you're sort of locked into this situation for a while, and there's good reason for it. But I don't think any major move is in the offering right at the moment. There's just too much that you're learning, seeing, observing, so on and so forth. You're taking it all in. Have you been going to school or working really hard?
Yeah, going to school, but gosh, I can't even concentrate for all the craziness that's going on around me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, gosh, am I going to make it out of school?
I think so. I think the intent is there. The purpose of mind is there, and that's what you're shooting for. You will eventually get there. It's almost like once you do get to that spot and you graduate and everything, it's almost like I have met God, okay, as far as the subject matters that you've learned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can take this ball and run with it, okay? But for right now, there's just a lot of stuff that, I don't want to say blocks you, but it's just on your mind, it's coming at you, it's all around you. But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
What is the reason? Just for life lessons?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing bad or anything like that. There's lots of sparklies going on. It's just that you're surrounded by this volume of input.
Craziness.
Yeah, it's almost like input, okay? And I tell everybody in this day and age when everybody's rushing around and everything, if nothing else, I know we all get caught up, okay, we're all multitasking, but,
mm-hmm.
Pace yourself, all right? You're going to do all the life experience that you need to do, okay? Don't stress about it. Just pace yourself. Don't run around like a chicken with their head cut off or anything like everybody else. And you'll find that your heart will love you in the long run.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. All right. Don't give up the faith, okay? You'll get out of that craziness pretty soon.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Blessed be, Keisha.
Cool.
I'll
check the chat room. I'll check the chat room real quick.
Right.
They're still curious. They're still checking, so we'll get back.
All right. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Hello, this is Siege. Who am I speaking to?
This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you this evening?
I had an allergic reaction, I think. So I'm on prednisone now.
Uh-huh.
I've been better.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure things are going to get better for you. So what's your question tonight?
Well, my question is, I'd like to know, I started a contract and it's supposed to go probably more than a year, they're telling me.
Okay.
But I want to buy a home desperately, and I'd like to know if you see me getting my home this year.
All right. I think so. It's almost like you're sort of you're putting up the big fight for it. Okay, so you're going to push on through. It might be a little bit heavyweight for you, but that'll be all right once you get settled, if that makes sense to you.
What did you mean when you said wow? How did you say that?
just that there's a lot over your head. What I'm seeing in the ball here is the shape of a woman, and she's holding this big mass above her head, as if to say, I've sort of got the world, weight of the world on my shoulders, but it's not on my shoulders. I'm actually picking it up. Okay, and as you look towards the future, there's a big mass of bright colors and stuff ahead of you. And it's clear sailing all the way around that and everything. So what that tells me is you're using all your will to make a decision to do it. So you will. Okay, you will be making a move. You will be getting this property, though, in other words.
Do you know when?
Do I know when?
Or thereabouts? Can you estimate?
It'll come as you make it come to you, as your will, but I don't think it's far away. I think you'll be into the activity of it before long. Now, how long that activity will last, I don't know, but it does have much brightness at the end. Okay, it goes back into the ball, and I see brightness way down the pike. It may last for a little time, okay, as you go through this process of purchasing, you know, making sure all your insurance and whatever needs to be done, you know, with the particulars, you know, of that. But the process is going to start pretty soon. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I helped you, Laura. Blessed be.
Yeah, here we go.
All righty. Thank you, Iggy. Hello. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. This is Mary from New York.
Hi, Mary. Nice to hear from you. You sound nice and chipper tonight. What can I do for you?
Thank you. Well, I'm wondering about my job. I've been at this new place for almost 6 months now, and I have a new boss. She just came 2 months ago, and, you know, things have been a little bit rocky. There have been good moments. There have been not so good moments. And so I was just wondering what you see in the future and if there's any opportunities for advancement here or if I should look into other options.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take a breath or two here. As I turn the ball, my eyes closed, breathing, settling down. Okay, Mary. What I'm seeing, as soon as I open my eyes, the first thing I saw was like a chain. Okay, pretty large chain going off into the distance. So it's like one thing has changed to the next. And it's not all good. Okay? It's sort of a mix. It's an important chain, though, if you understand what I'm saying. It's almost like this part of the chain in your life is important. It's not that it's to browbeat you, make you feel bad, but this chain of events that you're going through is important. So they're showing me that.
Okay.
Making your mark in the world is a good thing always, but for right now it's sorry. There's color way in the right hemisphere of the ball, and that tells me there is brightness coming. But it's almost like you're standing still right now, or you're contemplating things, okay, and in which way to proceed. And I think something will be revealed to you before long. On that note, look to your higher self. Maybe if you know anything about chakras, do you know anything about chakras, huh?
Yes.
Okay. If you deliberately white light each one of those chakras for about 5 minutes apiece every day, I think you're going to see amazing results happen to you, and that color that's out ahead of you is going to come rushing to you faster. And I got a sneaking suspicion that color out there is your good times to come, okay? All right, you'll start getting what you'll manifest what you really want, desire. Okay, but you've got to get in alignment yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that means I have to clear my chakras every day.
I would start a regime, you know, for maybe like a couple days a week to start, and if you feel good, you know, do it maybe a little bit more, and you're on the right track, and just keep, you know, make sure you're balancing yourself every day. That's my highest recommendation, because right now you're sort of pondering life here. You're looking at things. You want to make decisions, but the energy isn't there. You need to create that energy in you, that balance, that help with the chakra of balancing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. I hope I helped you, Mary. It may be not what you wanted to hear, but it's like that's what the ball is showing me, you know.
All right. Hey, Gary, let's give you a little break so you can concentrate and get back in focus there. So
right.
I don't want you to – we got a lot of callers online, so
okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We're back, Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
So how's things been going in Shaman Land?
Shaman Land.
I had an opportunity to go hiking yesterday, and I wanted to so bad, but my client was late. And, you know, kind of cut into the time that I was going to spend after the reading with her to go out in the woods, and I didn't get a chance to go out in the woods. So that's one of my favorite pastimes down here in the Wayne National Forest in southeastern Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You go hiking a lot, Iggy?
I mean, that's kind of what I do. That's my thing. I go hiking, get out in the woods, connect with nature.
I love it.
And yeah, it's really exciting. I got some good news coming up. I'll share on tomorrow's show on Iggy and Friends, and about some magical stuff that's been happening in my life. And yeah, it's been good. Shaman Land's been good for me. It's a good place. We do have a question in the chat. We do have a question in the chat room.
Okay.
Susie asked a question. I'm curious if either of you believe in such things about soulmates, basically is what she was pertaining to. Someone you have been separate from in this life that you think you should have. So I think her question is, in general, is are there such things as soulmates? Do we have soulmates?
Right.
Seems like maybe part of her research. Go ahead.
As I look into the ball, okay, my intuitive self says there's many combinations out there. Not everyone is going to have a soulmate. Is there such a thing as a soulmate? You betcha. But I don't think every person has to have a soulmate or needs one or will have one. I think there's many, many different combinations of that and other aspects of a person's life.
Yeah. I'm kind of that way, too. I think people have numbers, you know, a lot of soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think one person actually just see if one person can make you happy and complete you, they can also make you very angry and upset, and
sure.
they'll run the whole gamut of emotions with you. So a soulmate brings everything. So if that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for somebody that brings everything, then be prepared for everything, because it's not always, you know, happy, smiley, and
right. You know, it's you got to take for the good and the bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, you know, if you had a life with someone that was very mean, rotten, so on mm-hmm. and so forth, you may have had to go through that for a reason. Now maybe you're in a role reversal or something from a past life or something like that, and you may have some soul work to do, okay? But as a soul mate, talking about you came from outer space and you were joined and then you split up and you roam the earth separate, and sooner or later you're going to come together and have this magical love. Is there such a thing? Yeah, I bet, but not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody. You know, I always like to say, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you pick some of the weeds in your own yard, too, from time to time. That might help
so
you can see the green grass. So I don't know. That's just my piece.
Many combinations, my brother.
Yeah.
Many combinations.
You swing it, and we kind of just got to go with the flow sometimes, I think. You have to just let things play out.
Yeah.
You ready for another caller? Ready for another caller here? All right,
sure.
Here we go.
Hello, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi there. My name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Hi, Sharon. I'm wonderful. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
I love it that it's getting to be spring. Oh, my gosh.
Finally, we're going to get in some warmer temperatures.
I know.
Yeah. Anything above freezing is good for me right at the moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, in Ohio, that's where I'm from. So.
Yep, it's chilly out.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you tonight, Sharon? What's your question?
Well, I am, like a couple of the calls, I'm just got another contract job. I've been contracting for about 9 months because I was laid off from my job last year. And I know it's not permanent. It lasts for 2 months until I'm done with the project, okay? I took it because it's really good skills.
Right.
My question to you is, do you see me finding permanent soon? Am I going to, like, have a lapse? And am I going to keep being employed until I find the job? I don't mean to meet two questions in one, but
okay.
I think you understand what my question is.
So is the question is, are you going to be finding something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Permanent work.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Just give me a moment here to process and trance and whatever. Okay, I see you looking for solidity in your life. Okay, wanting to be solid. You're doing that very well in sections, different. You've got like four different sections in your life that you're doing that in, whether you know that or not.
Oh.
Major sections in your life. Like one is love, one is financial, so on and so forth. Now,
okay.
It's a matter of putting yourself forward if that's the direction you want to. I would say count your blessings where you have them now, ride that contract out, and look around a lot. And if you find something that looks entertaining, you know, then by all means, walk over there and put your paper in and see if
doing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking way back into the ball, way in the background. There's some events coming up. There's two major ones and one minor one event coming up. But it's way back there, okay? So be prepared for that. It's almost like they're almost simultaneous, except for the one on the end, which is in the way behind that. But there's two events coming up here pretty soon for you down the road. So this stability is a good thing. Get all your affairs straight in those four different areas in your life. And you know that one, okay? And things will come later on.
Okay.
All right.
I hope I helped you, Sharon.
You did.
Okay. Blessed be.
All right. We do have a question in the chat room.
Sure.
From Phoenix 22. Hi, Siege. I would like to know if you see my husband and I moving our residence this year.
Okay. Is there a name on that hashtag?
There's a Phoenix 22.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want it. If that's something that would delight you, I'd say, yeah, go ahead. Pick it up. Run with it. Walk with it into the future. There's some good things when you do that. It's almost like an honor, so on and so forth kind of thing. Happy times. Yeah, this is a mission of happiness. So, yeah, pick that up and run with it. That's my answer.
That's his answer. All right, let's move on down the switchboard here. All right.
Good evening.
Hello.
This is Siege.
Good afternoon, Siege. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm excellent. This is my first time calling, so I'm excited.
Well, I am too. What's your name, hon?
My name is Tina.
Tina? Great. Yeah. Where are you from, Tina?
New Jersey.
Wow. A long way home from home. Well, it's nice to have you on the show.
Yes.
What's your question? How can I help you tonight?
I would like to ask what do you get from my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean.
Okay. All right. Give me a moment here. And
thank you.
We'll see what's going on with Tina and Sean.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys fight at all?
No.
No? Mm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I saw was kind of like a snapping turtle here, and I was wondering if you were snapping at one another.
Yeah, I snapped at him the other day. I was upset about something.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a good thing, because what that does is that pulls on past experiences. You, that's water over the dam.
Yeah.
Okay, so let that go. There's a lot of good learning episodes that you guys are having underneath your feet right at the present time. As long as you do this dance, you're going to prosper. I think you're going to continue with this guy here for some time. And things will be solid. There's just a lot of different sort of abstract ideas, abstract lessons and stuff for you to learn with him. Okay? You have much to learn off of each other in the process, too.
Well, I was going to say, because he's getting a divorce, so that kind of made me feel uncomfortable about something, so I wanted to know. That's
so
what
he's married now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did you say that?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm saying I'm telling you that he's married. Yep, he's separated.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that in the beginning.
No, I didn't.
No, you just wanted to know about Sean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been separated for like 6 months.
Well, here once again, okay, that snapping turtle kind of thing keeps popping up, okay? So I'm not sure if this is a good thing with this sort of snapping turtle coming up here all the time, that things might get a little rough. I'm not saying, I'm not interfering with your relationship, but I would go slow with this.
Yeah.
Okay? If it's something that you want, like I said before, you've got a lot to learn from one another and the things that are around you. Okay, it's whether you want to do that or not. Can you do that together peacefully? You know what I'm saying? Go get both on the same wavelength, so on and so forth, and really be as a team of horses pulling in the same direction rather than pulling against one another.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never talked to anyone in a situation like that, so that's why I was kind of upset, because I was just waiting, you know, for it to move along, and I told him I didn't want to be a part of that, and he told me just to trust him. So I just didn't.
If you're going to snap at one another, if there's going to be issues, it's like go cautious. Go cautious.
No, I just wanted to know, when is he going through with the divorce? That's what I'm upset about. We've spent time together and everything like that. I just want that finalized. Okay. They had a business together, and they just had to sort through that. But, no, that's the only disagreement.
Yeah. What's happening here, though, still is that whole scenario of the snapping, everything going on, okay? You're at a standstill right now. You're not moving forward. It's like if you guys want to get together and do it, then you will, okay? But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be smooth going here, okay? My gut says the snapping turtle thing or whatever that is, okay, is kind of gnawing at you a little bit, sparking at you, okay?
Yes.
All right. I hope I helped you, Tina.
All right. Very good. You feeling all right? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Good. Yeah.
All right. You ready? Roll on to the next one, then.
Sure. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hello. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. I'm getting a little tired here, but I'm going to breathe and relax and talk to you for a moment and see how you're doing and what's your question tonight.
Okay, sure. Just wondering if you see me moving.
See you moving?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you, Susan, it's highly possible. There's four or five different roads that you can go on here is what they're showing me. And there's really nothing obstructing you. It's almost like the things that you had done before, you're ready to leave behind and pick up something a little bit more adventurous, okay, a little more stimulating. And there's four or five different avenues straight ahead of you that you can choose from. Keep your awareness going on these different avenues, you know, just sort of watch out for those things. And beyond that, it's crystal clear. It's almost like the cosmos. So that tells me you're going to have some choices to make, some good ones, and things are going to just go on out, you know, life will go on, and it looks good. It looks clear, whichever you choose. So
okay.
I think you will move if that's what you want, and you're going to have some different choices.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. I hope I helped you, Susan.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
All right. Blessed be. Bye-bye.
All right, we're down to our last two callers, so here we go.
All right. Hello, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. This is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. How are you
this
evening? How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank
Good.
You so much for
Good.
Taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Where are you from? You sound like you're from up northeast.
Yep, that's it. You must be psychic. No.
Just a
New York. I'm in New York.
You in New York? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't been to New York in probably 9 years. I need to get back there and get some pastrami.
Yeah, well, if you're coming for that, then come. Otherwise, you're not missing much.
I tell you what, some of my fondest experiences were, you know, from food vendors and stuff like that, you know, in
yeah.
Chinatown or wherever, you know.
That
so,
is
yeah,
the best.
I love New York. So what's your question tonight, Mindy?
Well, coincidentally, which there is no coincidences,
no.
I'm going to be moving
uh-huh.
6 to 12 months.
Okay.
To somewhere more beautiful and warm like Florida. And I'd like to open a business, but I'm looking possibly for a partner. I mean, not that I could really look, but actually I did put in on some websites like partner, manager for
mm-hmm.
a salon.
Right.
And I'm wondering if I'll be able to do that or if I'll end up just getting a job.
Okay.
You
What's
see
what type of
that?
Business is it, Mindy?
Hmm?
What type of business is it?
A hair salon.
Hair salon? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a moment here. Let me breathe a couple times, and we'll see what the ball has to say.
Great.
Well, beauty is the name of the game. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because as I opened my eyes here, the ball was entirely encased in this white, glowish, rainbow-colored mass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're up off the air, and your clients are up off the air, too, and that just makes sense when you put them in a chair, you know, you're raising them up, you know. There's lots of color going on, which tells me there's lots of beauty, and that's the name of the game, beauty in all different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but beauty also comes from inside. That's
yeah.
where your real power lies, and when you glow inside, you glow on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say it's a go with a project like that. I don't see why you shouldn't invest. And at least wherever you get to, wherever that paradise is, scope it out, see what's available, who's the only game in town kind of thing, what are my chances, what's the money like in this area, and if you really feel strong about it, I'd say go for it because it's very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely look around. Look around. Hope I helped you, Mindy.
Yes, I will look. Thank you.
Right.
Have a good night.
You too. Blessed be.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's take a little break. Siege, we'll be right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station. Your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. Welcome back to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm producer Iggy. Through the looking glass today, crystal ball readings with Siege. So we hope you're enjoying the show, and we hope that you know, you get a chance to meet Siege. You can find him at shamanwitch.com, and you can find him on Facebook, too. He has a Facebook page there, and she's just under Gary C. Heron?
No, you can catch me either way under Gary C. Heron, H-E-R-R-O-N,
okay.
Or under the group Shaman Witch.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very easy. I'm feeling good, Diggy, so we can continue with any more callers.
Yeah, you just tell me when you want to stop. And,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm ready to go here.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
What you wish. Be careful what you wish for.
Hello, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who am
well,
I talking
be...
to? Whoops, missed them.
So I think they're just listening, so we'll come back to them at the end of the, at the tail end, and
okay.
we'll move down this way.
All right.
Hi.
Hi there. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi. You're talking to Melissa in New York.
Okay. I heard New York. What was your name again, hon? I'm sorry.
Melissa.
Okay.
Yeah. And right. I just wanted to know, I've been looking for a job,
okay.
And I just wanted to know, do you think you'll see it on for me soon? Because I like being independent and helping pay my own part of the rent and stuff. And
uh-huh.
I just feel like I'm not doing that right now, and I don't like it.
Okay. So your question is, where's my power, or what's going on, or?
I mean, is there going to be someone waving at me saying you're going to be hired soon if I,
All right.
if I try to?
Okay. Let me look into the ball and see who's in there and what they're doing. See what's ahead of you. What's going on with you? Okay. It's a matter of your focus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sort of say to yourself, I have employers calling me. I have many employers calling me. Matter of fact, I have employers that want to hire me calling me. That's your focus. And it's almost like you have to pull yourself up by your warrior goddess, you know, kind of outfit and to say, you know, to focus on that and say, you know, I'm bringing this to me right now. However, and then watch for signs. Watch for signs and see what you're starting to attract.
Oh, I will definitely do that. I mean, I need willpower.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Do.
That's the main thing. Of course, that's with everybody. That's sort of the law of attraction or, you know, law of magnetism or whatever. But you really, in this particular instance, sort of have to really focus your energies on, you know, the big, what they're showing me is a woman standing there and this big head out in front of her. And you're focused on this big head, and that tells me it's like corporations or some kind of employer or something like that. And you really have to pull what she's doing in the ball is pulling it towards her. By your own sheer will kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what they're telling me to tell you. Okay. You sort of have to say, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to put some applications in this week, 3 or 4 of them, and see what happens, and I'm going to pull those employers to me.
Okay, definitely. I will definitely do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now's the time. I hope I've helped you, Melissa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, Siege, we're almost close to that magical minutes and hours are ticking away. So any closing thoughts you have that you want to leave with everybody?
You know, I want to say, you know, one thing. It's a real honor and pleasure to read for people. You know, I try to be an authentic shaman witch. I try to be real, and I try to give as good readings as I possibly can. My readings come from my intuition, from my higher self. I do the prayers. I do the sage. I wave the magic wand over the crystal ball. I do it all, and it's a real honor to be able to read for people, and I hope sincerely that I am helping, and I appreciate any feedback. You can catch me at shamanwitch.com.
Awesome, my friend. And tomorrow, it's Ziggy and Friends, so that'll be at 6 p.m. I want to let everybody know to tune in. We also do intuitive readings there. We're just about out of time here, so if there's anything that you want to just say last seconds, I know I asked you that already, but
I
just want to make sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to wish everybody a wonderful week. Have fun, enjoy your life, and live an easy world where everything is easy. And this
All
is
right.
Siege, signing off.
All right, and we'll dance our way out of here.
Blessed be. Thank you, Iggy.
Bye-bye, thanks.